Tonight, Flesh Tone by Bill Van Leeuwen.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. With thy glow the heavens anoint, and light a path to the vanishing point.
Fred, what star should we listen to next? Fred? I need the coordinates to aim the telescope.
Why haven't you aimed the telescope, Daryl?
I need the coordinates.
On the screen in front of you.
Oh, yeah. So they are. 22, 05.1, minus 023. Okay, got it. This is the last star, right?
Yep.
Well, want to get the drive motors?
Get the drive motors, please.
Just do it. Please.
You want drive motors? You got them. Chuckles.
Look, I'm sorry, Fred. It's just that I want to get out of here.
Is it me? I had a shower today.
No. We're running late, and I'm meeting Anne for dinner. I thought...
That's it.
What's it?
Anne's it. Again.
When did you get smart?
You're forgetting my undergrad degree in psychology.
Did I say anything about Anne?
You don't have to. Your pupils dilate at the very mention of her name.
But stay out of my pupils.
Uh-huh. Now you're into rapid respiration. Hold out your hands.
What for?
They're sweating, aren't they?
No.
So let's see them.
Forget it.
Clammy hands. You're in love.
You're an idiot.
Who are you kidding? Your autonomic nervous system's playing banjo to itself right now.
That could be, Fred, but it isn't love.
Relax. The scope's on target. Just one more star to sniff and you're a free man.
Love. How can anyone fall in love?
The log says this star is spectral class G2. Sun-like and stable. Nothing special.
Anne's always hanging around that damn church.
A stable star shouldn't send a signal this strong.
You know, ever since her mom died, Anne's become a real religious zealot. You think there's a connection there?
How should I know? Only got a second in psych. Why do you think I became an astronomer?
I think there's something there.
I think there's something here. Listen to this. That's way too much noise for a G2.
Sure it's the right star?
It's in the crosshairs, and the chords are on the money. Must be getting spillover from a radio station.
No, it's the swan song. I'm sure of it.
Couldn't be that.
It's exactly what they heard at the Big Lord's Bridgescope at Cambridge just before the last supernova.
Supernova? No way a star like this would explode.
I'm telling you, that's the swan song.
Hey, Anne, open up! It's me, your lover!
Yes.
Oh. Is Anne home?
Still at church.
So late. Well, Anne was expecting me for dinner. I'm Daryl.
So you're Daryl, huh? Come in.
Do you know when Anne was...
Know anything about plumbing?
Plumbing?
Yeah. I could use another pair of hands in the kitchen.
But I really don't know much. God, you've knocked out the wall.
Oh, to get at her pipes. They're full of crud. They can't get enough pressure.
But, should you be doing this?
Why shouldn't I? Annie didn't say anything about me, did she?
No, she never said anything about a plumber.
I'm her father.
Your father? Mr. Lane, I'm sorry.
I feel just fine. I'm in perfect condition. So you can forget anything Anne told you. Annie tells me you're a radio astrologer.
Astronomer.
Can you bend spoons like that, Yuri fella?
No. No, I just listen.
Listen to what?
Space, the heavens.
You listen to heaven over a radio?
Well, yes, a radio telescope. It's that giant dish on the hill outside of town.
Ever hear anything?
Oh, yeah. In fact, just today.
Voices?
No, no, nothing like that. But I did get a supernova today that...
Supernova?
Yes, an exploded star. First one seen in 400 years. We think it might even become a pulsar.
Pulsar?
Yeah, the explosion might make it spin. And if it's a blipper...
Blipper?
Because it blips. You see, if it spins, it'll emit an electromagnetic pulse, which we can detect on the radio telescope. So we'll hear it going blip, 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 blip. So, Mr. Lane, how long do you plan to stay with us?
Us?
I mean, with us here. In our fair town?
Figure I'll be here over Christmas. In this house.
I see.
Maybe I should meet Anne at the church.
You let Annie know that I got everything here under control.
Yes.
Yes. You certainly do. Excuse me, I'm looking for Anne Lane.
Yes. Yeah, I believe Miss Lane will be downstairs with the fundraising committee.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. It's sounding very nice. Very nice. Fundraising committee?
Remember, our last round tonight is the blackout round. I have a B-15. That's B-15.
Bingo!
I have a bingo from the back. It's... Daryl, what are you doing here?
I came to tell you I'm going to be famous.
Famous?
Today, I discovered a supernova.
Did you get a bingo?
Daryl, sit down. I'm almost finished.
Please don't clear your cards. The game will continue. G-51. That's G for God, 51.
G-51? Young man, do you realize that you've ruined my concentration?
I'm terribly sorry.
G-51?
Right there, in that last space.
Yes, I see it, I see it. Oh, my goodness. Bingo!
We have another bingo!
Are you a friend of Miss Lane's?
But please wait for a confirmation.
Oh, yes, a good friend. Very close.
I'll just go over your card, Emma.
Miss Lane, I believe you're a close friend, Mr.
Daryl, please, call me Daryl.
Daryl has brought me luck.
Room 38, 41.
Miss Lane is not easily impressed.
Daryl, what will you do with your supernova?
Good news, good news. Good news, everyone. We have our winner.
Would you let me dedicate it to you, Emma?
Congratulations to Emma Bradley for winning our grand prize, the Royal Wedding Dolphin Figurine.
Oh, but surely that honor belongs to Miss Lane. I couldn't think
of it. I'm sure she won't mind.
And I would like to thank Sid's Highway Market for supplying 200 boxes of macaroni wheels for our bingo markers.
Right now, she's concerned with higher things.
Tonight's proceeds will go to our Toll the Bell Fund. Thank you for supporting your church.
Not exactly riveted to my every word, were they?
I guess the royal wedding's a tough act to follow.
Sorry I missed you tonight, but the church called at the last minute and asked me to take over the bingo nights.
Nights?
Just till spring.
But things like this can eat up a lot of time, our time.
I'll see that you get back everything that gets eaten and more. I promise.
My microphone just switched on.
I know what you mean.
Daryl, we're in a
church.
Yeah, how could I forget?
I left a message with Dad. Did he send you here?
Sort of.
Did you two get along okay?
Sure, we got along great. I even blipped for him. He loved it.
Here, take this box.
What for?
There are 20,000 macaroni wheels out there. Do you expect them to just roll back?
But we have a dinner reservation.
Then we'd better get to work.
Give me the box.
What's this toll the bell fund of yours?
For the new bell tower. We need $12,000.
How much have you made?
With tonight's earnings? It'll come to about 400.
Seems you have a way to go. Maybe you should approach the railway. They've got all the money in this town.
I'd rather handle it my own way.
I heard that the old bell tower was struck by lightning.
Years ago. Burned to the ground.
Well, doesn't that seem strange to you?
Strange?
Maybe you're wasting your time.
It's an important symbol for the church.
But is it important to him?
Who?
Him. Doesn't lightning bolt choreography come under his job description?
You're making fun of me.
No, it's just that if he really wanted a bell tower, he wouldn't have zapped the old one.
What makes you an expert on God's will?
Oh, now, Anne, I didn't mean...
Certainly you're not qualified.
Ouch, that was a kidney punch.
Who are you to say what's important?
You know something, Anne? I don't think I like what this place is doing to you.
I'm not surprised that you find these surroundings unpleasant, Daryl.
And just what does that mean?
You have been a bit cavalier with your religious obligations?
Yeah? Well, then I suppose an antichrist like me isn't fit to handle the holy bingo markers.
Daryl, you wouldn't dare!
What are you doing here? This is your off night.
It sure is.
What happened to you?
Just a little religious enlightenment.
You look like you've been dragged through a black hole.
Make that the lounge of the Phosphorus Hotel.
That's worse. Hey, I almost forgot. You were right about the swan song.
Yeah?
The Dominion Observatory confirmed it. But since we bagged it first, it's ours. We even get to name it. Any ideas?
I want to call it Emma.
Emma? Who's Emma?
A bingo player.
You want to name the most important discovery of the year after a bingo player?
Important? You don't know what important is. I don't know what important is. Only Anne knows what important is.
Anne again. What's gotten between you two?
Choreographed lightning bolts. Just because I stopped going to church, she has me frying in hell without an electric fan.
Stopped going to church? You used to go to church?
Yeah. Sunday school. Till I got kicked out.
How do you get kicked out of Sunday school?
By making Jesus purple.
You made Jesus purple?
In my biblical coloring book. Purple was my favorite crayon, so I thought he'd appreciate the gesture.
And did he?
My teacher sure didn't. Mrs. Thompson. I'll never forget her.
Jesus must always be flesh-toned,
she said.
Keep him flesh-tone, Daryl.
Flesh-tone? What kind of color is flesh-tone?
Pink, Daryl, pink. Like the sun.
Well, the sun isn't pink, it's yellow.
The church didn't listen to Galileo either.
I was so mad at her, I dumped all my crayons on the floor.
Daryl, you'll leave this classroom this instant and wait for me in the hall.
So I waited.
Daryl?
Out in the hall.
Still waiting.
Just me and my purple crayon. And this statue of Jesus.
You didn't.
So ended my relationship with the church.
God punishes for things like that.
While all my friends were purging their souls, I was playing with electric trains. What did you just say?
I said God punishes. I was just kidding.
God punishes.
I see what's happening here. It's 20 years later, and we're finally seeing the symptoms of repressed guilt.
Hand me the logbook.
Here. Stemming from the conflict between church doctrine and your pent-up purple passion.
Spare me the amateur psychologist, Fred, and punch in these coordinates.
But my shift's over. I've got a Christmas party to go to.
Won't take long.
What star are we headed for?
Restaban.
Restaban? Well, that's close, about 500 light-years away.
487. And it's a G2 and yellow, just like the sun.
You're hoping to get lucky twice? The odds against it must be a 1,000,000,000 to 1.
Only Mrs. Thompson would see it as flesh tone.
You're nuts.
And what's worse is you're being nuts on my party time.
Let's say I'm testing a personal hypothesis.
Here we are on Restaban. You can switch on the amps. Sounds healthy to me.
Quiet.
That's just not possible.
It's possible. It's not likely, but it's possible. And it fits the pattern.
There's more to your hypothesis?
Maybe you don't want to hear it.
I'll let you know.
The first swan song we heard from was a star 700 light years away. Restaban was less than 500 light years away.
Yeah?
Now there's just Alpha Centaurus, the last sun-like star near us. Except for the sun.
I don't want to hear it.
Ever see The Wizard of Oz?
What about it?
Fred, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore.
I'm going to that party. Observatory? Oh, hi, Ann. Yeah, he's right here. I'll tell him. Goodbye. That was Ann. She's coming to get you and take you back to the church.
Now, can you tell me why you dragged me back here, Ann?
I told you, I have to show you.
I can't see it.
There, on the floor.
It's covered with macaroni wheels.
Can't you see it?
I'm supposed to pick them up, is that it?
No, don't touch them. Look at the pattern they form.
Looks like a man with a beard.
Not any man. Don't you recognize him?
No.
That's Jesus Christ.
I guess it could be.
There's no doubt about it. And you made him.
I did, huh? Well, interesting.
Interesting? I think it's a miracle, don't you?
I gotta tell you, Anne, I'd rather he wouldn't follow me around. Makes me nervous.
That's him. He's the one over there.
Excuse me, are you there?
Why?
Is he the guy, lady?
Yes, that's him.
What's all this?
You want a smile, buddy?
And this one's his girlfriend.
Can I get you two together? Maybe you can kiss or something.
And he's got a supernova, too.
Yeah? Got it with you.
Look, can't you see this whole thing is nothing more than a chance alignment?
That's great. Okay.
Will you stop that? It's not worth all this fuss.
Careful with those TV cables.
TV? They brought TV? Say, isn't that your father?
Dad's building a display case so it won't get ruined. Dad, over here.
Yeah, just a minute.
He shouldn't be here, Anne.
I thought you liked my father.
No, of course I do. But he's always got a hammer.
Hey, you're looking a little green, son. Excitement getting to you?
No, sir, no. It's not the excitement.
And wouldn't it make a lovely postcard?
Just think how all this exposure will help my fundraising. Maybe we can get a couple of bells or even a carol on.
Why not steam whistles to play the hallelujah chorus?
That's perfect.
Well, now, wait a minute. I was just...
Steam whistles? What could be more fitting for a railway town? It's inspired. If they could be ready for Christmas.
Anne?
Dad, after all those years you gave the railway, would they help if you asked them?
Well, there might be some old whistles lying around. But you'd have to work on them so they'd play the right notes. I could talk to Ben at the shop.
You're crazy. You are both crazy.
You wouldn't want to use steam. Maybe air from a compressor.
Can you do it in time?
Well, I could try. Need some help, though.
Forget it. You can just forget it. Wipe it out of your mind.
God's death. It must be 10 below this morning.
Ratchet, please.
Here.
Snapped a hose clamp.
Well, have another.
Thanks.
Hey, Mr. Lane.
Call me Hart, Darrell. I figure we've been working together long enough to be on a first name basis.
Okay, Art. Mind if I ask you a personal question?
Go ahead.
Why are you doing this? I mean, you're not a religious man, Mr. Art. So why are you up on the roof of a church freezing to death on Christmas morning?
Why do you think?
Anne.
Of course it's for Anne. Annie says working on these whistles might be good insurance for my afterlife.
You buy that?
My mother couldn't get me in a church for 35 years. Now I'm on one. Who knows? I figure it can't hurt, and it might help.
Well, I can't see it that way. I keep thinking this is some sort of test.
What is?
Everything that's happening. These whistles, you and me freezing our butts off up here. That macaroni effigy on the floor.
Yeah.
To top it off, up there the stars are blowing up like popcorn in a fire.
That's so? Maybe it's because someone's failing the test.
Yeah, comforting thought.
So, why are you doing this, Darryl?
Same answer as yours.
Does that mean you're in love with my daughter?
Well, Art, I'm trying, but it ain't easy.
I know, but be patient. She didn't take her mom's death very well. The church is her comfort. Drop the ratchet that time.
Oh, wait, let me get it.
I've got it. Oof. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Art? What's wrong? Art?
No, not now. Not here.
Are you having an attack?
Yes.
Well, I'll get a doctor. There must be one in the church.
No, don't. Don't disturb him. I don't want Anna to know.
Anne, to hell with Anne. It's not worth the risk.
No, last time the paramedics came.
This has happened before?
A few months ago. I was on the floor. They hooked me up to all this equipment. I was just tubes and wires. Running in every direction. Annie just stood there. She had a look. I just wanted to die, but they wouldn't let me. I couldn't die.
Okay, Art. I'll stay here.
I just need to catch my breath.
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
Who's that?
It's the priest. We're hearing him through the roof.
Oh, I thought I had died.
And how timely that quote is. For I understand that just last night, astronomers discovered a nova, a new star that outshone all the others.
You like being an astrologer?
Sure. There's nothing better than having the whole universe to play with.
A bright new star to herald a new beginning and a hopeful future. I thought to myself...
With me, it was trains. Ever since I was a kid, always wanted an electric train.
I had an electric train.
But not me. Parents were too poor. You know how that is. Nothing's more important than the toy a kid wants and can't get.
Yeah.
Maybe it's best. If I got it, I'd never have wanted to work for the railway so bad. I could have ended up an astrologer or something weird like that, hey? It's quiet. What do you suppose they're doing down there?
I think they're praying. The harmonic? Fred?
Fred!
Darryl? What are you doing up there in the roof?
There's a ladder in the back. I need your help up here.
Did you hear the news this morning?
What news?
An observatory in Australia reported a supernova last night.
Alpha Centaurus?
Yeah. So I suddenly had this urge to go to church.
I'm glad you did, Fred. Come on up.
How do you feel, Art?
Better. Much better.
Well, we're going to get you down from here.
But we haven't finished...
I'll finish up. There's only the air hoses to hook up.
Make sure they're in the right order.
Fred can give you a ride home. Just leave everything to me. Do you love me?
Shh. I can't.
Fine, stay, but do you love me?
Shh.
Keep your voices down.
Yes, my friend.
What?
I said I love you.
What was that, Miss Lane?
I said that I love him.
Oh. Well, I... I'm sure that's good news.
Give her a supernova, Daryl!
Hi, Art. You're looking much better.
I'm fine, but what are you doing here?
I came to play. I hear Fred's still here.
He's in the kitchen. Did you finish connecting the whistles?
Yep.
What do you got in the box?
Guess.
Take her easy through the switches or she'll derail.
Hey, no problem. I know what I'm doing.
Hey, nice going. You just snuffed the town.
What time is it?
Almost noon.
Quiet. I think I hear them. That's not the Hallelujah Chorus. It sounds like it's backwards. Daryl, you must have hooked him up backwards.
So kill me. I'm an astronomer, not a pipe fitter.
Wait a minute. Daryl, that's the swan song. The Hallelujah Chorus backwards is the swan song.
Done it again.
Why?
Why are these small things so important?
What do you mean? And what's this swan song all about?
It's about being given a box of crayons and then finding out they're all the same color. Flesh tone.
Come on, cheer up. Just get over here and look out the window. Ever see the sun shine so bright on a Christmas day?
Star of wonder, star of might, picked up on the scope tonight, God's sign to man of banishment, this brief, bright point of vanishment.
Flesh Tone by Bill Van Leuven. Featured in the cast were Ron Holder as Daryl, Ted Stitter as Mr. Lane, and Donna White as Anne, with Stephen Demopoulos as Fred and Gwyneth Harvey as Emma, and Don McKay, Mary Monks, and Richard Newman. The series script editor for Vanishing Point is Sandra Rabinovich. Music was arranged and performed by Bill Skolnick and recorded by James Reed. Technical operations were by Chris Cutress and Jerry Stanley, with sound effects by Jay Hirene. The production assistant was Loretta Joyce, and the production secretary was Denise Cormier. Flesh Tone was produced and directed at CBC Vancouver by John Giuliani. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Until next week, I'm Colin Parker, wishing you good night.